Today, as part of the Story Shop programme, we're going to be hearing from local Edinburgh writer Kat Dean. Now, Kat, can you tell us a little bit about how long you've been writing for?
Well, I've really been writing as long as I can remember, but it's probably only actually since I had my children that I've really started taking the writing seriously. And I guess it's just a really nice escape for me. I really enjoy it.
And can you tell us a little bit about the world that you've escaped into for today's Story Shop reading then? What's the story about that you're going to be reading from?
Well, this story is set in an upmarket ladies' clothes shop. And I suppose it's quite a normal, superficially a normal sort of situation. But what I was really interested in was the different relationships and the different shifts of power going on underneath. This reading is taken from my short story called The Target. In a sales-orientated ladies' wear shop like ours, there were many rules of etiquette which were documented and detailed precisely nowhere. The most important was, thou shalt not poach a lady. A more obscure one was, thou shalt not serve a lady whilst polishing the brass rails. Maybe it wasn't done in case you got polish on the stock, but the bottom line was, everyone assumed you were out of action sales-wise when you were on rails. That's what Victoria had me doing. A bit mean, all things considering. I was halfway along business wear when I realised that a lady had made it all the way to the middle of the shop by herself. For some crazy reason, I found myself peeling off the rubber gloves. I kicked them and the blackened cloth underneath the rail and looked around for Big Pam. The other girls were all safely occupied with their morning cleaning tasks. Big Pam was a different matter. Over 6 foot tall, she used her size, like everything else, as part of her weaponry, talking and laughing with my ladies, then blocking me out until I had no option but to slink away. I could hear heavy feet on the stairs. As Big Pam reached the top, her head snapped round. Her eyes scanned the shop, emitting sales-seeking laser beams, until they locked onto the lone lady. No time to lose. I sailed into the centre, intercepted Big Pam with a gracious smile and a subtle nod towards the lady. Big Pam retreated. I skipped around the back of the early spring florals. There I tied and retied a pussycat bow on a satin top. When the lady came close, I said, there are some lovely colours in this season. I'm just looking, she said. I continued fussing the bow. What's the occasion? I asked after a while, not looking at her because by then I was very much absorbed in dusting imaginary fluff off the shoulders of the Maxine jacket, a navy wool crepe with a nipped-in waist. Oh, a weekend away. My husband's business cronies. She didn't look at me, but peered at the racks of clothes, as if a hungry panther might be lying in wait. Having to be on show all the time, I said, nodding as if I went on similar weekends all the time. She looked at me then.